Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Be still and know that I am God. That's Psalm 46, verse 10. This might sound funny, but when I hear or read this verse, I think of a big red stop sign, the one at the end of our street. There are three types of stop sign stoppers in the world. Did you know that? There's the rolling stopper. That's you. Then you are approaching the sign, but you never come to that complete stop before you go through. Two, quick stop and go. That's where you come right up to the stop sign. Boop, press on that brake, off you go. You might not even press the brake all the way down. Three, you're that full brake stopper. You stop, you check your surroundings. You might move your cup in the cup holder a little bit, check where your phone is. You observe, you listen, and you don't want to make a move until you are so certain that you can go forward. Like no squirrels in the road, no deer, no people, no kids, no bikes, no anything. Be still and know that I am God. Which type of stopper do you think God wants us to be? This one might give us a little bit of trouble, so I'll help you out. God wants us to be that full-on stopper. We are not going to hear from him well if we are in a rush and just, whoop, rolling through life. We're not going to know his plan for us if we just take that little quick stop. Oh, yeah, I'm here and now I'm gone, right? It's kind of like going to church for 2 minutes and then leaving. I was there. I went to church. It's that full-on stop where we are no longer driving forward. Car is at a total standstill, listening, waiting, looking, watching for that clear direction that it's safe to proceed. So now maybe we'll all be able to remember this verse. When you look at a stop sign, Psalm 46, 10, be still and know that I am God. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.